Please turn to page 1138 in your pew Bible and read these words from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be a king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was worried, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod brought together the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses and asked them, "Where will this Messiah be born?" They told him, "He will be born in Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you are very important among the towns of Judea. From your town will come a leader who will be like a shepherd for my people Israel.'" Herod secretly called the wise men and asked them when they had first seen the star. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know. I want to go and worship him too." The wise men listened to what the king said and then left. And the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went to the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, he knelt down and worshipped him. They took their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Later they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another route.
And let us pray. Holy God, you give us words, you guide our thoughts, and you fill our hearts. May these words I speak be pleasing to your ears. May our thoughts be formed in your image. And may our hearts be ever tuned to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This past week has been a blur of Christmas worship services, blizzard-related cabin fever, and for me and my parents, Star Wars. My parents were in town for over a week, and as we were snowed in early this week, we took advantage of my husband's 55-inch television with accompanying surround sound system. We watched all 7 episodes of the Star Wars saga. These past many days, my thoughts have been filled with Jedi and Siths, Skywalkers, droids, clones and stormtroopers, empires and rebellions, the Force with its light and dark sides. My thoughts were filled with Star Wars, and frankly, the fictional universe of Star Wars seemed very appropriate alongside thoughts of today's scripture reading from Matthew chapter 2. I had seen many of the Star Wars films years ago, but a couple of them were new to me this past week. As you may or may not know, in the fictional universe of Star Wars, there is an epic battle happening between good and evil. And this battle is fueled by what's called the Force. The Force is a mysterious spiritual energy with both a light and a dark side. Throughout the Star Wars saga, we are meant to be rooting for the folks working to harness the light side of the Force, the Jedi and their sympathizers. While my family was watching through the Star Wars movies on our snow days this past week, one line of dialogue in particular struck me as informing not only today's scripture reading from Matthew 2, but also as informing our human condition. In one of the earlier episodes of Star Wars, the Jedi Master Yoda is speaking with a young Jedi recruit named Anakin. As is the Jedi way, Yoda is able to sense the kind of emotional reality of those around him. And Yoda can sense that there is much fear in young Anakin's mind and heart. So as a word of warning about fear, Yoda says this to Anakin. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering. Isn't that so true so often of our human condition? Fear, the path to the dark side. Fear that we aren't good enough. Fear that we aren't worthy. Fear we will lose someone. Fear we will lose something. Fear we will lose power or control in some aspect of our life. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. We see this played out very clearly in and immediately after today's scripture reading from Matthew chapter 2. In Matthew 2, we get a story that is familiar to many of us, the story of the Magi's visit to the young Jesus and his parents. Now, sometimes we call them the wise men. Sometimes we call them the three kings, like the hymn we will close this service with. But here I will mostly refer to them by another name we sometimes use for them, the Magi. The Magi were astrologers from somewhere in the Middle East, not too terribly far from Israel, perhaps from the ancient land of Babylon. Being astrologers, the Magi were trained to read signs in the stars. At that time, both Jewish and non-Jewish traditions claimed that certain stars, rising at certain times, looking a certain way, announced the birth of royalty. So when the Magi saw the star that we refer to as the Bethlehem star, Jesus' natal star, when they saw that appear in the heavens, they followed it westward to Jerusalem. There they asked around to find out what king might have been born to cause such a star to rise. Now, an important piece of this story is that at the time, the land of Israel was under the occupation of the Roman government and military. Jesus' own people, the people of Israel, the Jewish people, they had a long history of being attacked and occupied by outside nations and empires. The Jewish people also had a long history of having kings, but also waiting for God to send them a Messiah, someone who would save them from the force of outside nations and who would officially establish the Jewish people as the owners of the land of Israel. At the time of Jesus' birth, the Roman government was in charge of Israel, and they had made a Jewish man named Herod a sort of puppet king to oversee the Jewish people in the area of Israel surrounding Jerusalem. As the story goes, King Herod heard these Magi from the east had come to Jerusalem looking to worship a newborn Jewish king. This did not make Herod too happy. He was the Jewish king. He wanted to continue being the Jewish king. King Herod was power hungry and very fearful of losing his power. In fact, he was so fearful and so power hungry that when he heard about the birth of this baby Messiah, all of Jerusalem became fearful as well. King Herod's paranoia was so great that it trickled out through the city. Have you ever been around someone like that, someone whose irrational fears quickly turn into ugly, irrational behavior that affect things, the folks around them, in sometimes terrifying ways? That was the kind of person King Herod was. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. So Herod gathered some Jewish Bible scholars and found out from them that the Messiah, the ultimate Jewish king, was to be born in Bethlehem, just a few miles outside of Jerusalem. Then, not wanting to waste his own precious time hunting down the baby Messiah, Herod called the Magi to pay him a visit. When the Magi arrived at King Herod's, he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know. I want to go and worship him too." So the Magi went to Bethlehem, found the baby Jesus, and joyfully worshiped him. As gifts, they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts fit for any king. But then, in a dream, the wise men were warned not to go back to Herod in Jerusalem. So, after worshiping the baby Jesus and after leaving their gifts, they went back to their own country by another road, without talking to King Herod first. That's where today's reading ended. However, this particular story isn't quite finished after the Magi leave Bethlehem to go home by another road. See, there was a very specific reason Herod had wanted the wise men to return to tell him exactly where the baby Messiah was in Bethlehem. He was fearful he'd lose his power with the birth of this holy royal child. So he wanted the Magi to tell him precisely where the child was, not so he could go worship the child, but so he could destroy the child. In the few verses after our reading ends, Herod gets so angry about the Magi not returning to him that he takes matters into his own hands in the most horrifying way possible. He orders his soldiers to go to Bethlehem and kill all of the baby boys under 2 years old. "If I can't find the one I want, I'll just get rid of all of them," Herod thought. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. By the time King Herod sent his henchmen to carry out his evil plot on the baby boys of Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph had taken Jesus to safety in Egypt. Like the Magi, who were warned in a dream not to return to King Herod, Joseph had been told in a dream to flee with Mary and Joseph to safety in Egypt. But despite our supreme concern for the baby Jesus, his safety doesn't make it any easier to comprehend the violence Herod committed simply because he was so desperate to hang on to his power. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' story is a story of dreams and stars, a story of divine prophecy and guidance. It's also a story of evil, paranoid, power-hungry leaders. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' story is a story about the coming of the Prince of Peace into a violent, hate-filled world. Then, when Jesus is grown, his story becomes a story of supreme commitment, gathering disciples and challenging them to new ways of being in the world, inviting them to lives marked not by fear, but by love. Lives marked by generosity and compassion. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. The story from Matthew chapter 2 invites us to consider whether our lives will be marked by the fear that filled King Herod's heart, or if our lives will take another road, the road of the Magi, a road marked by worship and generosity. We read the story of the Magi and King Herod on or around our annual celebration of the holiday we Christians call Epiphany. The actual date of Epiphany is always January 6th. And incidentally, as Pastor Mark mentioned last Sunday in worship, the 12 days of Christmas are the days between Christmas Day and Epiphany, the days between December 25th and January 6th. That said, many churches, ours included, choose to honor Epiphany on a weekend close to January 6th, either ahead of or following it. The word Epiphany comes from a Greek word meaning appearance or revelation. It signifies the appearance or the revealing of God in Jesus to the Magi. This appearance is significant because in this story, Jesus appeared to outsiders, to non-Jews, for the first time. With this in mind, the story of Epiphany bears with it the message that God's grace is available to all the world, not just to those who were like Jesus. And we celebrate this story around this time every year, perhaps appropriately near the beginning of a new calendar year. See, the Epiphany story extends to us a critical challenge, a challenge we are invited to consider this New Year's weekend. The challenge of this reading from Matthew chapter 2 is the challenge of choosing to live by fear, like King Herod, or choosing another road, like the Magi, choosing a life marked by worship and generosity. With the turning of the calendar year, we often become reflective, considering resolutions for the new year. With the turning of the calendar year, many of us are considering how 2017 will be positively different than 2016. What if in this new year, we each honored the spirit of the Magi and went another way from fear? Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. The good news of the Christian message is that with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have nothing ultimately to fear in life or in death. What if in 2017 we lived as though we truly believe this good news, that we have nothing ultimately to fear? Perhaps then we would find ourselves truly free to follow the other road of the Magi. Without fear, perhaps then we would find ourselves truly free to live a life marked by worship and generosity, a life of giving our hearts, our gifts, and our very lives to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose birth we've celebrated and whose star we still follow. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, thank you for this Epiphany story. Thank you for the witness of the Magi. Thank you for their worship of your Son. Thank you for the gifts they gave him. As we now turn our hearts toward the celebration of Holy Communion, may we be fully open in this new year to devoting ourselves to you. And when we find ourselves fearful, may your Holy Spirit whisper to us, reminding us of your constant loving presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.